So let's review. In the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amid Beis, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda allows a Balkari to recite the brachas of Kriyishma. At the end of yesterday's Daf, the Gemara concluded that Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to Takanis Ezra at all, and that he used the pasuk upon which Takanis Ezra is based on for a different drasha. Today's Daf, however, begins by rejecting that conclusion. The Gemara proves from a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda does accept Takanis Ezra. The proof is from the last Mishnah of our parak, which talks about a Balkari who also happened to be Tomei with another more severe Tomei that lasts for 7 days, as Rashi explains. The restrictions of Takanas Ezra were only instituted for the Tomei of a Balkari, whereas no such Takana was made regarding other Tomeis, even the more severe Tomeis. Therefore, the Gemara asks, does Takanas Ezra require him to be Taivel before studying Taira, even though the Tefillah will not rid him of the more severe 7-day Tomei anyway? The Tanakhama says that he should tevel himself because that it does help regarding the lesser tumah, even though the other tumah remains. And Yehuda says that he shouldn't tevel himself. Since the tefillah cannot remove the more severe tumah at this time, it doesn't help at all. In any event, we see from here that both the Tanakhama and Yehuda agree that there is such a thing as takanas ezra. Which brings us back to the original question of why Yehuda in our Mishnah allows the Balkari to recite the brachas of Kriyishma. The Gemara at the end answers that while Yehuda does accept takanas ezra, he holds that not all Divrei Torah were prohibited by it. Hilchos Derech Eretz, the halachas of refined and ethical behavior, were not prohibited and do not require tefillah. And Yehuda holds that the brachas of Kriyishma are analogous to Hilchos Derech Eretz and therefore do not require tefillah. The Gemara cites a braisa which explains that Takanas Ezra is based on the pasuk V'haydatam levanecha v'levanei v'necha Yoyim Hashem Adito lefnei Hashem lekecha b'chayiv, in which the Torah compares our learning Torah to Kabbalah Satar. Just as before Kabbalah Satar they were to refrain from marital relations, as the Torah was to be received with Eima and Yira, so too, only Balkari, which is a result of levity, a lack of Eima and Yira, is Asa B'Divrei Torah. However, other Tameim are Mutter B'Divrei Torah. This is also the reason why only certain types of Talmud Torah are included in Takanas Ezra. The Braisa follows with a number of different opinions. The Tanakhama forbids all kinds of Torah. Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, Vagada. Rabbi Yossi is more lenient and allows the Balkari to be Shoina es Haragilis, to recite material with which he is familiar, but not to be Matzias a Mishnah, to study the reasoning behind the Mishnah. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef allows him even to be Matzias a Mishnah, but not to study Midrash, which contains Pesukim. Rabbi Nosson bar Avishalom allows him even to study Midrash, but not to say Hashem's name when it occurs. Rabbi Yochanan Hasandla, in the name of Rabbi Kiva, says that he should not study Midrash at all. He may, however, go to the Beis HaMidrash and listen to it being taught. The Gemara brings another version where Rabbi Kiva forbade a Balkari from even entering the Beis HaMidrash to hear Midrash being taught. And finally, the Braisa quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who allows the Balkari to learn Hilchos Derech Eretz, as we already mentioned. The Gemara then introduced us to the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, who overturns Takanas Ezra entirely and allows the Balkari to study Torah, for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir said, Divrei Torah are not susceptible to Tumah. The Rishonim discussed how Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir had the authority to revoke Takanas Ezra. There are also different views among the Rishonim regarding whether Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir's lenient view is limited to Talmud Torah, or whether it also applies to davening. In any event, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that the custom follows Tlos Asabi, three elder Chacham who held various lenient views, namely Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir regarding a Balkari, as we just learned, Rabbi Loi, who said that the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez, giving the first wool of the year to a Kohen, applies only in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yeshia, who said that the Isra of Klai Karam only applies to someone who planted two other species along with grape seed at the same time. Having discussed what kind of Torah is included in Takanas Ezra, and whether the Takana is still in force, the Gemara went on to discuss the tefillah itself and how it differs from ordinary tefillah in the mikvah. One special leniency that was taught by Nochem Ish Gamzu is that in some cases, it's not necessary to immerse in the mikvah 40 sah. Instead, it's enough to pour a tes kavan of water over one's body. Whenever tes kavan are sufficient, they are only effective if they are poured over him. There's no such thing as immersion in tes kavan as in the mikvah 40 sah. There's a machlekes between Ravin and Rav Dimi about the scope of this kula. As the Gemara explained, the original takon of Ezra was that a healthy person who had relations with his wife, this is called a Bari HaMargal, a healthy person who deliberately became a Balkari. He needs tefillah in 40 sa. Later, the sages added that a Bari La'ansa, a healthy person who inadvertently became a Balkari, he needs to have tes kavan poured over him. Now, Ravin and Rav Dimi then came to disagree about how these takanas apply to a sick person. Rav Dimi held that the same halachas apply to a sick person as to a healthy person. If he was Margul, he needs immersion. And if he's so La'ansa, carry, then tes kavan are required. But Rabban held that in the case of a chayla, we are 1 degree more lenient. So if he's margul, he only needs to pour teskaven. And if he's sola ansay, then he's exempt from takanas ezra completely. Rashi adds that Tamid HaChacham are generally frail and therefore have the status of a chayla. Rava has a third view. A margul, someone who had relations with his wife, always needs 40 sa, regardless whether he is healthy or sick. But if he's sola ansay, then a healthy person needs teskaven, but a chayla is completely exempt from takanas ezra. Tan Rabban. Balkeri shenosnu lav teskaven mayim tayr. The Gemara also quoted a brisa that introduced another distinction. Even where a chayla needs only teskaven, that is only to study by himself. However, in order to teach others, a tefila in 40 sa is necessary. The Gemara then presented a machloikis between two amirum whether the stringency about teaching Torah to others is limited to a chayla hamargal, a chayla who had relations with his wife, or whether it applies even to a chayla ansay. In other words, does a chayla ansay to whom takanis ezra does not apply at all when he's learning himself still need to immerse in 40 sa in order to teach Torah to others? The Gemara also makes clear that the same distinction applies to brachas. Saying a bracha for oneself is like learning by oneself, while being mighty someone else in a bracha has the chumra of teaching Torah to others. The Gemara told a story about Rav Papa, Rav Bar Shmuel, and Rav Huna who ate a meal together. Rav Papa proposed that he should lead the Zeman because he had poured teskaven over himself. But Rav Bar Shmuel said that to be mighty others in Birchas HaMazon, you need tefillin 40 saw, so he should be the one to lead the Zeman as he had been tefillin 40 saw. Finally, Rav Huna said that he should lead the Zeman, because he had not been a Balkar at all and hadn't needed to do either. The same Bryce also quoted a ruling of Rabbi Huda, who said that the 40 saw that are used for the Kanas Ezra can be our Bom saw B'chol Makim, any 40 saw, even if they wouldn't ordinarily be suitable for a mikvah. The same Amiram dispute what Rabbi Huda meant by this, either that the 40 saw in which he immerses can be contained in a utensil, a tub of some sort, and he doesn't have to immerse in the mikvah that is in the ground, or that the mikvah does have to be in the ground, but the water can be mayim she'uvim, that is, water that was collected in utensil, rather than rainwater that flowed into the mikvah. Finally, the Gemara recorded that Rav Chama immersed himself on Erev Pesach because he was planning to be mitzi others in brachas. But the Gemara concludes that in halacha kein, the halacha is not that way. Rashi gave two explanations, either that lahalacha we hold that a chayla only needs teskaven, even in order to be mitzi others, or because lahalacha we follow Rabbi Yudim Seira, and the Takanas Ezra no longer applies at all.